Turning to sports now on KNKX. If you're a fan of retired Mariner Edgar Martinez, you know about the double. You know about his loyalty to Seattle, and you know about his long wait to get into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. But there is still a lot to learn about the humble player who found out this week that he's finally making it to Cooperstown. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked about some of the lesser-known facts about one of Seattle's biggest sports heroes. Art, Mariners fans may think they know all there is to know about Edgar Martinez, but that's not exactly the case.
Well, there's a marvelous story about Edgar that I've shared before, but it's worth recounting. Edgar, for most of his career, was operating with an eye condition called lazy eye, which causes his left eye to drift. And the problem with it is that if his eye gets tired at all during the day, he would have a hard time playing baseball at night. So Edgar had this incredible routine that he stuck with where he would not read any book, document, scouting report. He would not watch television. He would do nothing that would cause his eyes to fatigue over the course of a day so that he had the full strength of the eye muscles in order to play the game at night. And I would see him in the clubhouse on occasion in the Kingdom, riding the stationary bike, getting his legs ready, building up the cardio. And he had this long stare. Now, most of us, when we are on exercise machines, like to have a TV on or whatever. But Edgar would stare into the far distance and do nothing to tax his eye muscles. He did the most difficult thing in sports, which is hitting a thrown baseball by a major league pitcher. And did it so well, despite having to overcome this disorder for the length of his career. It was absolutely astonishing.
That just speaks to his overall discipline and his approach to the game, though, right?
He was so ordered. He was so detail-oriented that he kept after this problem, and the results were a Hall of Fame career.
Well, this discipline paid off for him big time, particularly when it came to how he performed against his fellow Hall of Fame inductees.
One of the most amazing stats that emerged from this week's vote was that against Roy Halladay, Mariano Rivera, and Mike Mussina, the three pitchers that are going in as part of the 2019 class, Edgar had a career 375 batting average. And against Mariano Rivera, the best pitcher in the game's history, who was the first unanimous entrant, Edgar hit 589.
Wow.
Even Rivera said during his interviews this week, he said the toughest hitter he ever faced was Edgar Martinez. He drove Mariano Rivera crazy.
Well, that just says so much to see all the national attention that Edgar is finally getting. But back at home, what is Edgar's place in Seattle sports history?
It's up there. It's Valhalla. Probably up there with Steve Largent, the Seahawks receiver, who spent 14 years in a Seattle uniform. Edgar spent 18 years as a Mariner. And unlike Ken Griffey Jr., who did move on, Edgar was not a charismatic character. He was stoic. He was earnest. He was humble. And that's why everyone, I think, gravitated to him. I think little boys always wanted to be Ken Griffey Jr. because of who he was, how he played, and putting the hat backward. He was a real colorful personality. But I think a whole lot of fans wanted to either marry Edgar or have him as your brother or have him as a son or a father or at least a pal, because he was so earnest in his demeanor, so low profile, so humble, and a source of great affection for this community. A good thing happened this week to a good man.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.